We're up to Kriyas Haftorah, I guess it's Daf Samach Amud Aleph. Samach Amud Aleph, Kriyas Haftorah, B'Sifrei Haftorahs. Did anyone ever see a Sefer Haftorahs? Okay, you see the printed version. Okay, most shuls have, now they have already new things, but there's something called the Sefer Haftorahs. And when I grew up, the shul had a book. And the book, the only thing the book had was all of the haftorahs of the parasha.
They still have it.
Today they have something much nicer. Today, what's very popular is they have a Tanakh. It's really an entire Tanakh. And the parts that are the haftorah are in big, grosso oisios. And the part that's not the haftorah is just in teeny little oisios. So it's an entire Tanakh. And they have an index. This is very, very popular. So this way, you have the advantage that you have in front of you an entire Tanakh. But there's something else. They used to have where it was written on parchment. They would write every haftorah. They have a sefer of haftorahs written on parchment bidyoy. So the question is there an inyan? Is there a mila in laning from a klaf, where the only thing you have on the cloth are the haftorahs? You don't have, because to buy a set of Nevi'im costs double the price of a Sefer Torah. Okay, how many columns are there in the Sefer Torah? I forgot the number. I think it's standardized. I think there are about 200 columns. What? It is the standard today.
Because they're using the same master.
Right. So that's the way it is. Today it's consumer driven. If you're going to spend $50,000 buying a Sefer Torah, what are you going to buy? You're going to buy an exotic Sefer Torah that's not like the Tikkun.
No.
You're going to go buy that has that. You're going to want to buy what's normal, because if you're not going to buy what's standard, no one's going to want to lane from it.
Why not?
Because when people lane, there is a standard, what people lane from, and if you're going to go and give a Sefer Torah to a shul that should be lane from, you want it to be a normal Sefer Torah. Yeah, the old Sefer Torah. The old, only the old Sefer Torah.
Easier to know, to look.
You're used to it.
You know, like Vayikra is in the middle of the page, and this is...
What difference does it make? The only difference is that if you're used to it, half of the time you can lane it both ways.
It's not going to happen today. Today it's standardized. Okay, let's go. Let's see what's over here. Kosav. So, the question over here is: if you want to go buy instead of, I know someone had this discussion. And someone in Lakewood, they have a shul and they don't have money. They want to have a klaf. They want to lane from the safe. They want to lane after from klaf. So to buy an entire set of Nevi'im cost a fortune. It costs $80,000. It's double the price of a Sefer Torah. A Sefer Torah has approximately 200 columns. An entire set of Nevi'im is approximately 400 columns. So it's double the price. So a shul, a young shul, doesn't have $80,000 to go spend to buy an entire set of Nevi'im. So what's the next best thing? You can buy for $15,000, you can buy a Sefer Haftorahs, who is just one Sefer, and it's written on cloth with D.I. The Sefer just wrote out all of the Haftorahs. Question is, are you accomplishing anything? Maybe when you, in order to be kind of the Minhag Yisrael to read from cloth, there's no advantage if you're reading cloth from a Sefer Haftorahs. The only time you're getting an advantage is if you read from a complete Navi. Okay, so let's see what it says over here. Because of Halavush, Timahati al Shaloi Reisi Noegim Lichtev Haftoros Kedin Sefer, like a Sefer, Ki Hoye Nirulosh Ein Yitzin Klal Bekriyas Haftorah Bechumashim Hanit Fasim. According to Halavush, there is no advantage of writing, of reading the Haftorah from a Chumash, like what's done in most shuls. Kevan Shein Nichtav Mechol Hilchos Sefer Torah Megillah. So therefore, the Halavush seems to say that you should write the Haftorah at least on called Sefer Haftarta, to write on Klaf. I know this thing does exist. It's very rare. I don't think they make it today. It's people and then they don't write this today, but they have from years ago from Europe. It's a collector's item. They have this thing called a Sefer haftaros. It's only the haftaros written on klaf b'diyai. Ulam atas kosav shav shefer haftaros afilu shebeshem ksav yad. Ein loy din sefer, even a sefer haftaros. Shebeksav yad ein loy din sefer. Mikol makom mishum eis las lashem hehitu likoy boy. It's okay. You can read Vayichiach Zos Misugin from this Gemara, Shemutu Likwe B'Shabbos B'Sefer Haftaros Mitam Zeh. It says in the Gemara that on Shabbos they would read from the Sefer Haftaros Mitam Zeh, Kevin She'ein Kol Echo Yochel Lichtoiv Sefer Shalem. Not everyone has the ability to purchase, to write an entire sefer. So he says that just like now he's over here, he's seeing even more makel. You can even learn from a chumash, a printed sefer. Now that's not so simple anymore, because when the Taz is writing this, he's talking about the ancient type of defus. The ancient type of defus was where it was stamped. Today, it's photographed. It's photo offset, or there's new technology today where there's all this new technology today, so it's not the same type of tefus. So many places can like you say that even though maybe in ancient, maybe 100 years ago, when they printed Svarim, the old Gemaras, they printed it with a plate, a metal plate, and they pressed down, that can be considered a ksiva. That has kedusha. But today, when you take a photocopy machine, a printer, this is not called a ksiva. This is just some electronic device that's spitting out ink on a paper. It's not necessarily has the kedusha of a sefer. But the Taz here is saying that v'sima Taz shemikan teshuva al mashe koshav kosav levush letmoya al akorim avtorim mitoch chamoshim and nifasim leim kosim avtorim skidin sefer. It's okay. Olafi ha'omer haminig nochum likro avtorim mitoch chamoshim and nifasim. According to the opinion of the Taz, you are yoytze. You can read the avtorim from a chumash. So here you come over here to a chiddush that when you read the haftarah, you should read it from, even if it's printed, even when it's printed, you should not read it from just a sefer that has only the haftarah or from the back of the chumash. You should read it from a complete Tanakh, which we mentioned many shuls do that today. Shaharei din tefus k'ksiva. He's of the opinion that printing has the same status as writing. Even though the Tanakh has been printed on paper and not on klaf, the standards of the Haftorah are not the same standards as a Sefer Torah. You can print it on paper, but at least you should have a complete Tanakh. Nimsa, Shaladivre Morgan Avram, Yesh Nadifus, Likoy Haftorah Mitoch Tanakh Sholem. Even if it's printed, even using a sefer haftaros that's written by hand, if it's not a sefer shalom, so he's saying a very big chiddush that it's better to read the haftarah from a printed tanakh than to read from klaf. From a Sefer Haftaros where it was written on klaf bidyoy by hand. Because the mile of having the entire Sefer in front of you is more of an inyan. There's more of an inyan that when you read a section of the Haftarah, a section of a Sefer, you should have the entire Sefer in front of you. The ayin b'shut shevet alevi kosaf. Legabe sevetor shekosaf min. Shafilu ha-soivim shedin ha-tfus k'ksiv ha-mamish. Zeu davka b'tfusim shel ha-doiros ha-koidnim shoyim ha-tfisim k'mod. So the Shevet Halevi, who is modern, very recent, he says that today it doesn't make a difference anymore, because when we talk about printing, it has to be like the way they printed 100 years ago with metal plates. And they actually would press the plate on the piece of paper. That has the status of a ksiva biyat. But bizman hazeh, ma she'en kein bitfush shelo. No, he's running over here. Bizman hazeh, when it's photo offset, shehu automatic, ali day electric, shebevadai einoi nechshav kedin ksiva biyadayim. So the Shevet HaLevi over here is saying that bizman hazeh, you're not accomplishing anything today by reading from a Tanakh. Since our Tanakhs today are not printed with a metal plate, they're just printed through a machine, so there's really no advantage. And Adarabah, if you will have in your possession a Sefer Haftoros, something that was handwritten, even though it only has the Haftorah, it does not have the entire Tanakh, that, according to Shevet HaLevi, would be an advantage.
What's the shul has the printed Tanakh?
Yeah.
Or say for Haftarah, both printed, which is better?
The printed Tanakh is better because at least they're both printed, right? So that is the same. At least the Tanakh is a Tanakh. At least the Tanakh is the entire Sefer.
They don't do it.
Okay, I remember hearing from the Chazon Ish that if it's not going to be handwritten, there's no advantage whatsoever. You don't need to use a Tanakh. There is no advantage of reading the Haftarah from a Tanakh than from reading from the back of the Chumash.
Or
the Sefer Haftaros. There's no advantage. That's what they say from the Chazon Ish. However, you see over here, he quotes over here from others, and then everyone agrees to this. Today, it's very common in shuls, they read from a Tanakh. They have now, new for the last time, probably 15 years, they have now the new Sefer Haftaros. So what is the new Sefer Haftaros? It's a Tanakh. It's a whole Tanakh. The only difference is the part that is the section that you read from is in very, very big letters. And then, after you finish that section, everything is in teeny, teeny letters. I think Simonim. I think, you know the Tikkun Simonim? There's a very popular Tikkun called Tikkun Simonim. I think they printed this thing called the Tanakh that's used for the Haftaros. It's basically an entire Tanakh, but instead of mishing the pages to figure out where it is, there's an index in the beginning of the page, and it tells you where... What?
The Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim.
The Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. It's an entire Tanakh.
One volume.
Yeah, you never saw that. It's very easy, that one.
It's very thick.
No, this is not so thick. You're thinking about the Korain Tanakh. When I grew up, we had the Korain Tanakh. The shuls that like to have a whole Tanakh, so they had the Korain Tanakh. Big, thick, massive Korain Tanakh. Came in a nice slipcase, and you had to go, before a laning, you had to go and mish and figure out exactly where which perek, and the Korain is very confusing, because the Korain has two different types of parakim. They have the secular parakim, and then there's a Jew, someone never became popular, someone came along and invented new parakim, Jewish parakim, based on Chazal. The Korain Chumash has both. It has the secular parakim, like you find in the Chumash, and has the Jewish parakim. And you always get mixed up which parakim you're referring to. You have to...
That really doesn't make a difference, because that's the side.
The Jewish parakim never picked up. It never became popular. No one ever. All of the farshim refer to the Christians. The Christians are the ones who made the parakim, and what they have done has become standard in Chazal. Problem is where they put chapter breaks. If you look in Rashi, most of the time doesn't make any sense. That's not what Chazal would put a chapter break. However, someone came along and made new parakim. Someone very holy, I don't know who this person was, probably 100 years ago, came along and made new parakim. New parakim that are according to Chazal. But no one ever paid much attention to this. Korain tried to promote it by including these parakim in the Korain Tanakh. Okay, but years ago, that's what was very popular. They had the Korain Tanakh, and that's what people used for the Haftarah. Those people who won, the emotionals had the Sefer Haftarahs.
Yeah, right.
Just, the Sefer Haftarahs has some mistakes, you should know. They have the wrong Haftarahs for some, there are certain Haftarahs, I think Shabbos Shuvah. Shabbos Shuvah, there are some major mistakes in the Sefer Haftaros, especially there are certain points where you have to skip around Sukkim, and they have it in the wrong order. And then when the Art Scroll published
Shiloh,
I remember the Art Scroll put out the Chumash, and the Art Scroll did it right, So until art school didn't, no one knew the difference anyway. So everyone just listened to what the one the guy who laid off Torah, whatever he did was good. But then art school put out their chumash, and art school did it right. And then the person was still learning the haftarah from the sefer haftaros, and he started doing things that are not. We're not what it says in the article Chumash, and people started screaming, what are you doing? You're doing it wrong, you're doing it not in the right order. It got very, very confusing, and the truth was the article was right, and the Sefer HaFtaros was not 100% accurate. But today I think the Sefer HaFtaros has been replaced by this thing which is very popular. It's called, I don't know what it's called, I don't know what it's called, but it's like the Sefer HaFtaros. The only difference is it's a complete Tanakh, and it's not so thick. They have very thin paper. They have very thin paper, and the part of Tanakh that's not the Haftarah is in teeny little letters.
So is this corrected?
Well, this is a different company. This is correct. This is very good. And it has the Teimonim and the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim and Lubavitch. It has every part. It's very well done. It has every possible. Maybe they have it over here. They have it over here, maybe? They don't have it?
You
have the Korain over here. Yeah.
Why do they do it only from the VM? Why do you have to have the Torah and Ksum? There's not
Torah. You want a Tanakh.
You know, I don't know the answer. I don't know the, why do you have to have the Ksum also?
Yeah,
I don't know the answer.
You have to have the whole,
Tanakh. It's more chashuv. It's more chashuv.
But you don't want to be if you want to hold
them. Yes. Many shuls, that's a very big advantage. It's a much bigger, this is takana to lay in the haftarah. Anytime you're doing kriya, you're doing a kriya, ideally, it should be read from a sefer, a complete sefer. That is the ideal. The two reasons why it's not done. Number one, it's very expensive. Like I said, it costs to buy a complete set of Nevi'im is twice the price of a Sefer Torah. There are approximately 400 columns in a complete set of Nevi'im. A Sefer Torah only has 200 columns. And a Sefer Torah costs $40,000. That's already a cheap Sefer Torah. So to buy a complete set of Nevi'im will cost $80,000. Mm-hmm. Okay, who's going to pay $80,000 to have a complete set of Nevi'im?
The shuls that have to use the klaf, they only have the Nevi'im, the treyasa.
You don't need. You don't need, not even allowed to, because it says in the Masechta Megillah, Nevi'im are not allowed to be combined together.
No.
You're not allowed to have one sefer. Treyasa is an exception. Treyasa, you have 12, that's the sefer, it's treyasa, but you have to have them separate.
They had that by
other shuls bedafka don't want to lane from klal because they want to give the participants an opportunity to lane the haftarah. Okay, some shuls they want to let the people participate. If you're going to put the safety, you're going to put the haftarah on klal, then you're going to have the bal korei. So then people feel cheated. People have a need to participate. If you don't get a chance to participate, you feel like you're left out. So some shuls are they don't want to go have after because they want to let the people in the shul also have a chance to lay in the after or take the part. When I grew up, I never ever saw the Baal Kriya laying the Haftarah from Chumash.
Exactly.
That it was like if you don't know how to lay in the Haftarah by yourself, you didn't get after. You didn't get after. Today, in almost wherever I go today, so in some shuls they have a rule. The only one, they don't have klaf. We're talking about the shuls that don't have klaf. The Baal Kori lanes them out, you make the brachas and that's it. And in some shuls, they give you a choice. They tell the one that gets them after, you have a choice. If you want to, you can lane. If you don't want, the Baal Kriya will lane. And 80% of the time, the Baal Kriya lanes. The Baal Kriya lanes. It's a new thing. A new thing. When I grew up, you would be embarrassed.
That's
you
right.
Literally would be ashamed to get the Haftarah and have someone lane the Haftarah for you.
Why did that develop?
What?
Why did that develop?
I don't know, because people...
Because people wanted all the years that they didn't know.
What?
Everyone wanted Aliyah. So I have a yard site this week and I want Aliyah, but they didn't want to prepare.
What do you prepare? Not the Aliyah. No, not the Aliyah. Not the Aliyah, the Haftarah. So it's a mechumish. You can read it yourself. Okay.
Then you know the trap.
But years ago, I never ever saw it happen. You get the maftir and you don't learn. If you don't know how to read it, you don't get it. They'll give you an Aliyah.
People like to show it.
Not today. Times have changed.
Right, having now the masterpiece of
The Baal Kriya. Okay, what did you say?
Not the Baal Kriya.
Voted just recently because someone got up there to do a Haftarah and didn't know how to do it.
Right.
They voted that the Baal Kriya has to do that. Just
Because people want to do it. They say, oh, I'm going to do the haftarah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't know how to
make that.
Yeah.
Properly.
Right. It should be. But,
that's why we've had that for years.
Okay, so times have changed. That's how it is. Okay.
Here's a question, though. If you have a Torah, it's puzzle.
Yeah.
And you don't have a kosher Torah. Is it better to lay in with a puzzle Torah or from a
puzzle? Yes, you lay in without a bracha. No brachas.
Puzzle Torah.
Torah, yes. Yeah, of course. Of course. But you don't, but you lay in the parasha, you don't have, if you're in a shul, you don't have a kosher Sefer Torah, so you just lay in it without brachas. There are no brachas. From you just lay in the whole parasha in one shot, I think. You don't call up because no one's making a bracha.
Can't make a bracha.
You cannot make a bracha on a Sefer Torah that you know is possible. If you don't know it's possible, then you're allowed to lay in. Ad kidei kach, let's say you know it's possible. And this is not a joke. Let's say you know the Sefer Torah is possible. And they don't know. Don't ask, don't tell. That's the halacha. And when you don't,
Erev on Shabbos, if you know the Erev is
down. We discussed that. If you discuss that, if you know the Erev is down, so that's right. If they're not going to listen to you, Muta.
You're not talking about the Baal Kari.
What?
The Baal Kari is not the one who knows, who doesn't know. Who knows?
He doesn't make a difference. Everyone.
He knows it's possible.
If the Baal Kari knows it's possible, he's not allowed to lane. He's not a lane. He knows it's possible.
But if it came up in that Tzisrael, a Svardi that lanes in Ashkenaz Shul.
Yeah. It's machlokes like apayskim.
The Ptsua Daka is
yeah, hey and Aleph. Lubavitch. Hey and Aleph. So the apayskim is the Yavin, you can do it. It's okay. Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, but there is the Shai came up. To a guy who's saying a bruche, he knows that this is possible.
It's not possible. It's a different, it's not possible.
To him, it's possible.
Not really, no. Not the same.
Not
Avadi Yosef is very, there are opinions that say that's taka true, but Avadi Yosef is accepted psak, he's very makel in this.
That's what Shalik came up to.
He was matir.
He's
matir. Svardi for Ashkenazi, Ashkenazi for Svardi, all across the board is matir.
You look at all the cheshes.
Okay, let's go further. Okay, top of the page. Ulam, let's go further. Ulam. Okay, the top, right by the side. Okay, let's go further. Ulam b'sefer el yaraba. Kasa b'shem shur torama shahaf toira shaksuva b'klaf adifa may haftoros sanitfasim b'chumashim. An haftorah that's written on cloth is better than an haftoros that's written in chumash. In other words, a safe haftarta. If you can find a safe haftarta, it's better to lane from a cloth. Like I told you, these are collector's items. They don't do this. They don't make these things anymore. They don't print these things anymore. They do know.
Yeah, but you have to order it.
Custom order. I know of a shul in Lakewood where the rabbi had a dilemma, should he order this? Because they don't have $80,000 to go buy.
So if you order a Yeshua, you lay it one only.
Three times. Yeah. There are three avtars of Yeshua.
So you're gonna
Shalach.
Yeshaya was worn out.
Yeshaya. So they buy. So I know there was a shul in Lakewood where the shul didn't have any money, and they won a lane from cloth, and they could order for like $10,000 a safe aftarta, versus $80,000 to buy a whole set. They don't have $80,000. They don't even have $10,000. But $10,000 they can put together to go buy the safe aftarta. The end was they made a very thorough investigation. They asked many, many gedolim what to do, and they basically said, today it's not done. Today what you do is just buy one at a time. You don't have $80,000. You have a few thousand dollars, so buy a Yeshaya. Yeshaya is the most common, and everything else you learn from a Chumash. In a year from now, you'll buy another. So you'll buy a Cheskel. You'll buy a Yirmiyah. They were told after this. They didn't ask many gedolim. They had a very big dilemma what to do because they want. You know, you figure one time deal right now. We'll buy a safe after it'll be done. The end was they did not do it. They're getting it in piecemeal, one thing at a time.
They asked
the local rabbanim. This is a community. I don't know who the people were. They were talmidim. They were talmidim of different yeshivas. They went to their Russian yeshiva, to their rabbanim, and they asked them what to do. They received multiple responses to this question.
And all the same response?
I think they were all the same. They were told that it's true. There is an advantage, but today it's not done. It's just not done. Pukhazi ma amar devar. There are opinions that say it's better, but we just mentioned over here, some hold it's not really better. There's no big deal. There's no advantage. If you're not going to have a complete sefer, so you might as well use a Tanakh. Use a print of Tanakh. So if you're ready, you're going to spend the money on something real. Buy a real sefer Yeshaya. Buy a real sefer, so you won't have every Shabbos. So the Shabbosos that you have, you'll have. And those that you don't have, you don't have. That was what the opinion they received. I know there was a shul, they cleaned out all their old stuff, they had it buried away in the bottom of the Aron Kodesh, an old shul for years, 100 years worth of stuff, and they were shocked to discover in their collection they had a Sefer Haftarta. They had this thing exactly up on a klaf, just all of the Haftaros. Haftar of Parashas Bereishis for Noyach, Lech Lecha Vayerech HaYisara, and they had no use for it. What?
It have to be in that order or in the order of Tanakh?
I think it was in that order. I think it was in the order of the Parashios HaShavua, if I'm not mistaken. And they got a small fortune for it. They sold it to a collector. It was put up for an auction. Because it's very rare. No one's going to do this today. People are not going to spend time and money on making this today. And this is something which is like a relic. This is something like a throwback to a different time in the history of Klal Yisrael. And they got a small fortune for selling this piece that they
had. It was in the bottom because some rabbi said that you can't use it.
Why can you use it? You can use it.
Why was it like that?
I remember.
What?
Why was it hidden?
Why? Because they had others. They used every week. They had some real nice, newly printed, newly written Nevi'im. This particular shul, they lain from a regular Nevi'im every single Shabbos. They're nice, fresh, clean, new. And they had there in the bottom all this old stuff, and they were cleaning up, and they found over here a Sefer Haftarta, and it turned out to be worth a small fortune.
How does it take to have the Nevi'im separately? A smaller
lower
Kurdish on the side.
In Bar Park, they're all shuls like that. You'll see this will come back now. The new, a separate Aron Kurdish for Nevi'im and for Ksuvim. What do you put in the Ksuvim? What's what in the Ksuvim for? I don't know. They have Ksuvim? The Megillus? Megillus? Okay. In the cave they have a Tehillim, a beautiful Tehillim on klaf. It's in a case.
You can't
take it out. But people are always learning, always reading from it. They're always reading from the Sefer Tehillim. What? You can turn it. Yeah, it's in a special glass case, and you can turn it. And there's always someone there.
Break it. They can rip it.
They can, but they, I guess they're watching. Okay, let's go further. Next paragraph. B'mishna Baruda. Hevi divrei ha-magin Avram, because magin Avram, she-tzarech likoy haftara minavi sholem ha-nitfas. That's she-tzarech likoy haftara. You have to read the haftar minavi sholem ha-nitfas v'lo mitoch haftara levad ha-nitfas b'chom. She says that you have to read the haftar for a complete printed. If you don't have a real navi that's written on cloth, you have to lay it from basically a Tanakh. You have to lay it from a complete Tanakh, and you cannot lay it from the back of the Chumash. The back of the Chumash is not acceptable according to the Mishnah Berurah for the letting of the Haftarah. El imkein ein navi sholem ha-nitfas, unless you have no choice. If you come to shul and there is no Tanakh, you don't have a complete navi that's printed, then you have no choice. You can lay in from the back of the Chumash. The person making the bracha on the Haftarah. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins the Chumra that you should lay in the Haftarah from a complete Tanakh, not from the safe, not from a printed the back of the Chumash. Yesh likra be Haftarah sheb Chumash. Ach kosav shelichatkil bevaday roi v'nochon shiyah l'chol tzibur nevi'im shnichtam beklaf. The Mishnah Berurah says the ideal thing is that you should have a real Navi printed on parchment d'yoy like a Sefer Torah. She'oz gam hashemos Kedusha. What's the advantage? So he seems to say it's because then the shame Hashem is written with Kedusha. Mash enking kishual and yor and nitvas, if it's printed on a piece of paper, the chain hinik ha gro, the kilosoi, the gro was makbit, that they shall lay in his shul from a real novi on klaf. Ucheis nespashin ha zeba harbe kihilos yisrol the ashre chelkam, the Mishnah today that's very common, it depends where you go, but in the larger kihilos who have more money to spend, and they have good Bali Kriya, you know, it's very hard to learn the Haftarah. Some of the Haftaros are, you got to break your teeth to practice, to prepare. It's not so easy to find the Bal Kriya that's willing to lay the Haftarah. I know one particular person, that was his specialty. The Bal Kriya only lay the Parsha, and they had a special Bal Kriya to lay the Haftarah.
And even had a cloth.
On cloth.
Oh, on cloth.
On cloth. Oh, like,
they landed from the plate.
He was. Not easy. You have to practice. Right. You got to practice. Okay. Some of them are very hard. Depends. The ones from Malachim, and ones from Yishmuel and Malachim are pretty easy. When you go the ones in Yeshaya and Yecheskel, not so easy. They're not so easy. You got to practice. Okay, next. Next paragraph. Uvishar Hatsiyun Kosaf. Shemikol Mokoim Ein Limchos Biyad Hanayagim Lohakel. Don't make a fuss over the place in the shul. They don't learn from a Navi. To who beklal Ace Lasois Lashem Shakoshul Chosibo Lichtav Nivim Klav Kedin. It's expensive. Avul Bot Bevade Hatsibo Shayacholis Biyadim Yesh Lahem Lichtav Nivim Kedin. Vuprat Biyamenu Shemifazim Harbi Kesval Tachshide Beis Akneses Shaynochots Kolkar. Today, some shuls, they spend money on narishkeit. They spend money foolishly on all different mishigasim. So you should get your priorities straight, and it would be wise to spend the money on a set of nevim. L'chavonosam l'shem shemaim k'dei l'kayim zekel v'anveyu b'vadai mitzvah l'hisnaos b'chsivas nevim ha'kidoshim v'das ha'chazoyin ish. I told you this before, I remember this as a child. Shem ein navi kosov k'dinoi ein Nafkimina bein Novi Sholem Hanitfas Lubain Haftara Hanitfesa Slovat. The Dad Chazon Ish, I remember I grew up with this. There's no advantage. If you're not going to have a Navi that's written on cloth, you might as well lay it from the back of the Chumash. There's no advantage to going taking out a Koirein Tanakh or taking out the new Simonim Tanakh. There's no advantage. It's either you do it the right way, you do it the wrong way. There's no advantage. What can I tell you? It's not the minute. People like to do things. You know, people like, it's much more fun in shul when the gabbai, he takes out the big Tanakh and he puts it on the bima and he misses a few pages. Oh, relating from a, what?
Our shul has it, yours doesn't.
Right, there's much more, it gives you something to do. To do when you do it, when you don't, when you do this.
Originally, they started reading Haftarah. How did they read it?
From cloth. They read originally. They did not print. There was nothing. There was no such thing as printing.
Cloth. There was a whole Tanakh, but then they
read. They're from the Nevi'im, not a whole Tanakh, a whole Navi, a complete Navi, a whole Sefer Yirmi, a whole Sefer Yeshaya, from cloth. There was no things. The printing press came in. What year did the printing press come out?
1400s.
So this goes back from the time of the Beis Hamikdash, time of the Anshei Knesset Hagadol, the Churban Yesheni. So we're dealing with.
No one individually each Haftarah when they get
it. No. It was complete Nevi'im. And then when Golas got very severe, they could not even come up with a complete Navi, so they just wrote the Haftarah. They had the Sifri Haftarah. They just wrote, they were very poor, and they didn't, it was Golas, so they just wrote. And then with the printing press, now came the new Shilam. What is it then? The old printing press, the Shimon Levi's, that's the real deal. Right, the old printing press has Kedusha to some degree because you actually, a human being takes it and applies ink and presses down in one shot. That has at least some significance. Today, it's just, what is it today? I don't even know what it is today. Lasers, it's dots, it's who knows what it is. Today, they say, it's soon you'll have pixels or electronic, you'll have electronic Tanakh. All right, let's go further. Next topic. Kesivas pasukos teishu shivas yomim al dolas. Are you allowed to write psukim on food? Because what's going to happen? It's going to be erased. Let's see. Morgan Avram kosav shoysam hachachogim bepasik psad besukos teishu al hadolas kadei litlois besukol lo yofa heimoisim heyois shas the lichtai psukim in atara elim ki yesh bochem sefer shalem. You're not allowed to write psukim outside of a complete sefer. You have to. You're not just allowed to write. This is a very big topic when it comes to invitations. Kol sasn, kol sim, kol chasn, kol kala, to write psukim on paper on things which are not going to be permanent? Are you allowed to? So here the example he's giving over here is you hang up a sukkah decoration, and the sukkah decoration you have a melon, and on the melon they would write Pasukos Teshu Shivas Yomim. Kemosh Nisbar B'Beis Yosef
V'taz.
What?
An invitation,
at least an invitation is on paper. Here it's worse, because here you're writing a postcard on something which is not even paper. You're writing it on
a birthday cake.
So you're writing a, don't not to write a postcard. Let's see what he says. To write a postcard on something which is not going to last. If you're writing a pasuk on a piece of paper, at least for the purpose of learning, okay, that's different. But when you're doing it just for decoration, that is not proper. If you write it on something which will be thrown in the garbage, it's disgraceful. Ulam bizmanenu nispashit haminig lachol b'ksivas pesukim al niyoros shemakashna mochem hasukah. Every you go into a sukkah, so there are sukkah decorations and posters, and every single poster has a pasuk pasukos teishu shvas yamim uchadas hashach ayin bikar yosef, because there are many poskim that are not here. Not everyone is so machmir. Like I said, the invitations also. The invitations you write pesukim on the invitations. The minig olam is to be makel. Uveshut maharit kosav sheila ma shenoag b'ktsas kila kedoyis shakol gabay v'gabay. Kedil hade ul reimim is based on the kufi chalasai mikashel is based on kineses be begadim noim umarvadim be shalosh ugalim uvi prat be rosh hashanu uvi makipurim lufar is based on shem ul oyer es halavavos loshu beshuvo v'nagu lichtov bechatichos niyar on paper. Pisukim meinyonu d'yoyma, kigoyin b'yoyma kipurim ki kodesh hayom ladenenu uchmo ki b'yoyma ze yichaper aleichem uchgoyin shnai sholu uchyetzu ze v'toylem oysam ha-piskos, these posters saviv l'malu min ha-teva above the Aron HaKodesh on piskei beis ha-kneses ulupamim mushovim ha-niyoros b'sif so same l'chvod, and sometimes they beautify them. The yeshmi, okay, they're writing them, whatever, they're writing or they're printing, whatever they're doing, fine. So the question over here is it proper to go hang up posters with psukim upon them? So what did he say? The Yeshmi Sharinein al Zed, they complain against this custom, but Amru, Lamru, Tamu, Shayesh, Ishul, Litlai, some, you're not allowed to do this. It's a bizarre, you're not allowed to go write psukim and live outside of a sefer. Vitzorech, Limnoya, Al Yodan, Melasois, Kayim, Ibnesha, Toilinus, Hashem, Hashem's name appears, Viryos, Viryos, and Imashem, Bechazal. Ha Toilet, Tifilov, Yidlu, Loy, Chayot. Here's where he wants to bring the raya from. If you hang up your tefillin on a nail, so it's a curse. A person is hanging up his life. He's forfeiting his life. Why? Because the tefillin on the tefillin is the shin, and the shin represents Hashem's name. V'ro kol am ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikro lecha. The shin represents Hashem's name. So therefore, it is a bizoyon to take Hashem's name, the tefillin which has Hashem's name on the outside, and hang it on a nail. It's a bizoyon for Hashem's name. So if you take a piece of paper and you write a pasuk which has Hashem's name, or even if it does not have Hashem's name, every pasuk represents a construct, and you hang it up on the wall, it's a bizoyon. It's included in the prohibition of Atoyle Tefilov Yitlu Lo Chayov. No, only when it's not covered. War tefillin. Umayato yesh ladun ma hadin benidim ze in noima shadavka shem sheyesh by kedushas tefillin v'haynu ha'im chamurim yoyser also l'loisam. You really can't compare the two, because tefillin has real kedusha. The shin is written with shem Hashem, but when it comes to parchment, printed paper, that doesn't kedusha. V'ein ze doimun l'nidun didun da'un nidun sheyesh pasik echad b'lvad sheze mutter it's mutter kevan shoysim. Here it's doing it in order to inspire people. When you come into the Beis HaKnesses, you should be inspired. You should gaze. The Oiloi or not? That is the question. That was the question posed to the Maharit. What does he have to say about posters which have Hashem's name? Is it a violation of what it says in the Gemara? Toilet tefilah v'yitlu loy chayov. B'tshuvas toy kasav hamarit l'haskim im hashoyel she'ein bezech shash mishum kol hatam shehizkir. It's okay. There's nothing wrong. Acher she'yesh bezeh nidud isur. It's a little bit. I'm only a little pregnant. Just a small amount. A small amount. Mitzad mash amu besugin leeso lichta besugin nifradim lechein kosim arit shekein roi lehachmir ulehoros. Technically, there's nothing wrong, but it's not the ideal thing to do. If this was the tradition from the previous generation, those that have passed from this world, lo hayisi meicha biyadim, I would not make a macha. Yes, they have a peg to which to hang their custom upon. Ayin shama ud ayin mekafachayim. Halacha l'maaseh, we all know we're very mekel today, b'zman hazeh. I remember when the computer, the PC first became popular, it was such a big shaila, what happens? And then it became a novelty, Hebrew fonts, wow. You can see on the screen, a pasuk, it was a chiddush, you have a Commodore 64, you have an IBM, what was it called, it was old, you have a computer, you know DAS, you know all these things, and then...
Commodore 64.
What?
You don't know Commodore.
I know Commodore 64.
You don't know what it is.
I know what it is. Sure, I know what it is.
Commodore
64, yeah. I had one of them. My parents bought me. It cost $200 those days. Commodore 64.
How about all these source sheets that the rabbi this year to give out source sheets?
No, that's really different. That's really Mamash L'Islam. That's really like a safer to some degree. You know, they should not be disposed of a derech b'zayin. Okay, it was such a novelty. What happens if you have a pasuk on the computer screen? What do you do? What do you do as a shaila? Who's asking these shailas today? Today, they say, wait for the screensaver to come on. Then it will erase it. It won't be a mice to be a dayim. Today, we're very makel, extremely makel in all of these types of psukim, electronic format, or even if it's print on a piece of paper, we throw it in the garbage. It's just, it should not be disposed of b'derech b'zayon. Invitations have psukim. Okay, we're very makel to have psukim. Some people know that it should not be a violation. The pasuk is on an angle. You notice that it's on a curve. Because the prohibition is only when you write it, is to write it straight. But if you only write also, you're not to write an entire pasuk. You should write a partial pasuk. And even the partial pasuk, you don't write it on a straight line. You write it on a curve, or you break it up into different sections, so it should not be a violation of writing a pasuk outside of a safer, because you're not emulating a safer. All right, we will stop here.
We were kids, they bought the safer. I was over from Europe. Well,
they were very long, right? Very heavy.
You didn't even have Baba.
Oh, you found the Pinyin Aben? Bame Poydin, the Bame Poydin. Poydin is a Bame Kesef. Bame Shav Kesef. Bame Shav Kesef. We called over the table of Gufi Mom, Bame Poydin, the Bame Kesef. Aleph, Shia Kesef, Shkolis Parke. Shav Kesef. But dollar bills, you can't. It's a star. Dollar bills is not sure it's a star.
Dollar bill is not even a star.
It's not even a star.
It's just we and you agree that you're accepting it. But
it's really, not even Shabbat Kesa. It's not even Shabbat Kesa.
It's good for
a check also. A check also is not so partial.
Yes, our Pia Chodesh is good. If I burn your check, you have a check for $1 million. I burn it.
Double. It's a Hezush and Nicker.
Yeah, it was much more than that. So a star is really a little. It's to put on.
It was an institute in the 60s in Israel. It was called, I think it was Rafi, had a school of. Figure out the trouble. I think the trouble.
Yeah.
Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky claimed he knew how to do it. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, they say he knew and you show him a pasuk, and he was like, ban pre-shredded cheese, make America great again.
No, he would know
American cheese.
You told him.
You show him a pasuk, he can tell you, figure out what the trap is.
Yeah, no, there's a whole set of.
Yeah, show me. I would love to learn this.
There was an institute of music in the 60s. I found this in YU. They had like great handwritten, extensive books, 9 books. Went through the whole thing, exactly how to figure out the trap. It was a course.
You have this? Where can you get this?
I may have had, they had it in YU. I don't even, no one looked at it.
Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky used to know how to do it.
Babich, I know good about prayers. Yeah. Tell him a trap, da 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 da, they would tell you the person.
That's the shun. That's like a crazy mind.
The Torah, one of those big ones.
Yes. But I don't think they have bobs.
No, they don't have bobs. And it's very easy to pick up because it doesn't have, what does it have? It has 13 areas. It doesn't have so many areas either.
But that's the thing that, there are rules. The Rambam has rules. You have to have a certain. You just can do whatever you want. But today it's not going to happen because there's no market. There's no market for it. People, you're going to spend $50,000.
Still, Kabbalah.
Those are the ones you had to watch. The letters were split. This you had to watch.
It's standardized.
It's a technical question.
It was much
thicker.
Make it sure synagogue has one idea.
Know, like, the first.
You know, they thought the Sefer Torah is in Cambridge.
What format is the video in?
1200.
There is a ton of software online. Just type in video editing. There's like a million different programs. You load it. I did this years ago. I did this, especially with YouTube, and people are uploading videos like water. Just do a search: video editing software, free video edit software. Look at some of these review sites. I'll tell you what the best software is. A little learning curve, some of them. You know, it takes a little time to figure out how to work them, but it's very easy. It's very easy. Everything is visual. They show you the timeline, and you slice it. Slice a section out here, a section out over there. I once did this. I did this. I have a website for my father, my grandfather. So we had a Schlosser. So we had a VHS format. So I first converted it into MP3, MP4, and then I downloaded free software and I sliced it. You can download for free. There's a lot of. Converted? You converted cassettes into MP3.
Not MP3,
the CDs. CDs, yeah. Okay. Just do a search. You bought the machine.
I have a film.
Yeah. It should be very easy. It could be, you don't even have to download. You can probably do it even online. They're probably online. You can upload and you don't even download the computer now. Everything is in the cloud. You can just do a search on Google. You'll find something very quickly. Can I buy